Here at the Bellhaven Marina, a steady stream of cars pull up to the parking lot of the park along the Mount Vernon Trail, only to learn that the parking lot and the park and the trail itself are all closed because of the government shutdown. Evelyn Alaya of Woodbridge pulls up in a white SUV.
Well, do you know why it's shut down?
Because the government shut down.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Oh, man, so, wow.
Although the parking lot to the park is closed, the access road to the Bellhaven Marina is open, and so are the parallel parking spaces. But a National Park Service police trooper hit Kevin Johnson with an $85 parking ticket.
We can't even go out and exercise? I mean, I understand that I guess the federal parks are closed, but this is the only parking available. So I did what I had to do. The only other option was to park in the neighborhood and then probably get a permit violation or something.
Up and down the Mount Vernon Trail, walkers and runners and bicyclists are using the trail in open defiance of the Park Service police. Margie Remmers of Alexandria says she's willing to openly flout the law.
Technically, I'm going to be breaking the law in a few minutes, I guess.
Mike Russell of Mount Vernon says he's fed up with Washington.
It's silly, this whole shutdown thing. It's just a lack of, discipline, maturity? That seems to be gone from our society more and more.
For now, the Mount Vernon Trail remains shuttered, and the fate of this weekend's Woodrow Wilson Bridge half marathon remains in doubt. Reporting from Mount Vernon, I'm Michael Pope.